Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustusGeeks.com. You've stumbled upon episode 194 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Happy holidays to you and all the things that you do around this time of the year. Make sure you go over to JustusGeeks.com every day. There's not a lot of new stuff over there, but I'll tell you what's coming this weekend. We'll talk about that in a minute. So if you want to be ready for that, go to Facebook.com/JustusGeeks. Like us there. And follow us on Twitter, if you will, at JustusGeeks. And do those things for us. If you're listening to this on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star review. Say, we want more Just Us Geeks. And that's super important, especially as we get closer to the end of the year. It's the final countdown. Joining me for episode 194 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Logan Barnes.
Hello, Josh.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. How are you? Hello.
I'm doing good.
Sort of kind of reminded me of Tyler Perry from the new TMNT 2 trailer.
I haven't watched that with sound yet.
Well, you are creepy. One non-creepy guy is one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
Was that really Tyler Perry in that trailer?
He's Baxter Stockman.
Oh, God.
I think he's going to be good as Baxter Stockman.
Here we go. Nope.
That's what James is probably doing to the trailer. It's fine. Is that what you're doing
James.
In the trailer? Wait, second.
What was that?
Kevin!
No, you can't. I can't. Don't do that again. Just don't.
Do it one more time.
Kevin!
Okay, no. Good.
James is having a seizure, everybody. We're going to take care of this real quick.
James has colored his head red and
this is taking a dark turn.
And has left all his children at home.
I have children?
You do? Just those in the basement.
You have illegitimate children.
Not anymore, because it's full of dirt and children.
Home alone because we're locked in the basement.
You're like Flava Flav. You're just collecting children.
God, that's a horrible way to be.
It is horrible.
I'm not that way.
He attaches really heavy clocks to their ankles so they can't move around.
No.
It sucks to be you.
I'm not that way.
You're not that way. Also joining us is is Ian, who had to pick our movie of the year last week on a whim.
What's up?
There you go. There's Ian.
That's his voice, guys. He's real.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
If you didn't agree with us,
blame that guy.
It's Ian's fault.
Yep, it's not our fault. Although we did have a lot of people agree with us, so good job, you and I, because we were correct.
Did they agree with us?
Yeah,
they agreed with us.
Well, overall with us, they thought y'all were dumb.
Okay, dumb. Sure.
No. We had a really strong top three.
Yeah. Y'all is me? They thought I was dumb?
No.
Okay.
I, because they never competed, hey, I would actually rate Straight Outta Compton over Jurassic World.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what?
That's a tough one.
We're Straight Outta Kids going on vacations the right way this week because, you know.
Are we going on vacation?
We're not, because if we did, I'm sure we would leave someone behind. I worried about that when we went to LexCon last year. I was like, oh, God.
You talking about Logan?
Yeah, I'm talking about Logan.
I was here like an hour before we left.
I woke up and for some reason Logan was staring at me. So
I was here.
Well, that's gotta be creepy.
Yeah, we could not Kevin McAllister Logan if we tried.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
What?
It's still creepy thinking about it.
Is that Catherine O'Hara?
Yes, Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
So this
voice of Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this way we're gonna
and everything else in Tim Burton's movies.
Yeah. This way we're gonna talk about one of the quintessential 90s
quintessential
Christmas films.
No.
Quintessential.
I know James
Let's
hates
not
Christmas.
Talk about Christmas. How about that?
That's it's a fun word.
Can Christmas we not go time. A whole month without talking about Christmas?
It is a Christmas movie.
We do that every year between January and November.
We give you 11 out of 12 months a year to not have the Christmas scene.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's not.
It is. When we're done, I'm going to make you go in my living room and just soak in all the Christmas goodness.
No, I saw that Christmas
you
tree.
You have a sweet living room. Congratulations.
Yeah, just wait till you see it in there. It's
I don't.
Huge.
I want to
see
I
it.
Want
I
want to
see it with my
it.
Own eyes.
And I don't care.
Christmas time.
It's because James
Stop
is Jewish.
Staring at me. L'chaim.
If he. No. Please don't throw up in an aisle of a church. So we should.
Who was that?
But really, honestly, it's.
Is that what they think we did to him?
We didn't do that. It was honestly because we went and saw the night before this week that I thought about Home Alone because there were several great callbacks to it, and it was it had that feel of like a great 90s Christmas movie. So if you haven't gone to see
I don't
the
recall
night before,
that many yeah. drugs in Home yeah. Alone.
Or that sends, much language.
Sends the drugs and the language, you know.
Joe Pesci, man.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is a family movie.
Yeah.
It's weird.
With a burned head. That was
Am
weird.
I funny to you?
Daniel Stern.
Am I amusing?
Not creepy. Well,
Still creepy.
Still creepy.
They were both pretty damn creepy.
Yeah, it's very much an appropriate Daniel Stern film. So we're gonna talk about Home Alone this week. We're not gonna talk about any movie after 3.
Wait, we're gonna talk about 3?
No,
been
not
any
really.
After 3?
I didn't know there was a third.
5?
Yeah, I think
I didn't know there were 4 and 5.
I think that's probably the best way to start this thing off.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick.
What
didn't the kid from Jerry Maguire do one?
I think he might have done 3.
Do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds? That kid?
I don't know. I've never seen Jerry Maguire.
I'm looking
beep,
up.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm sorry.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. James is looking up information.
James's phone is huge.
Yeah. So
yes, there are 5.
It's okay. What are the titles?
Home Alone. Home Alone 2. Lost in New York. Home Alone 3. Home Alone 4. Home Alone: The Holiday Heist.
The Holiday Heist.
And how many of those are straight to DVD?
Well,
4 and 5.
No.
4 went to theaters?
No, they were straight to TV.
Oh, okay.
4 and 5 were television movies.
Yeah. For the Hallmark Channel.
But, 1, 2, and 3 were all theatrical.
I remember seeing 3 in 90, theaters.
The first one came out in 1990, the second one in 92, yep. The third one in 97.
I remember seeing
that. See,
they
thought that they could strike gold again.
But that kid wasn't...
No, that kid was a goob.
That kid was... I've only seen portions of it, but I can tell you, that kid's no Kevin McAllister.
No.
You've never seen the whole thing?
No, I've never seen Home Alone 3. Yeah. I always assume that it is.
I saw 1 and 2, that's it.
Yeah.
And I saw 1 and 2 in theaters.
And I see, here's a funny thing.
Good for you.
I saw them in theaters.
I recall that.
The funny thing is, like, there are people like Logan who have at least seen the third one. Like, I did not suspect James had seen the third one.
I had a cousin who was into those movies when I was, you know, I was a little older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he'd always bring them over to the house and we'd babysit, and that's how I watched the third one.
Okay.
Mm, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't by choice, but, it was bad.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
When there's kids around, good. You're forced to watch things you don't want to watch.
Logan, do you remember?
Sometimes it's pleasantly surprising. Sometimes
like
it's Home
Dora.
Alone 3.
Yeah, sometimes it's Home Alone 3.
Sometimes you get Dora the Explorer. Sometimes you get Home Alone 3.
Logan, what do you remember from Home Alone 3?
I remember that what me and James discussed before the podcast.
The quote-unquote terrorist
plot with the computer microchip inside the remote control vehicle, the RC car.
Well, that certainly wouldn't fly today, would it?
No.
So they jumped the shark?
Basically, like, the toys get swapped up at an airport.
Yeah, it's an airport.
Yeah.
The old crotchety lady across the street has come home. From a flight, and her bag got mixed up with the terrorist, and she ends up with this car. And so the kid, who is not Kevin McAllister, goes and like shovels her driveway, and as payment, instead of giving him money, he's like, "Here, I don't want this car. I don't know how I got it," and gives him the car, and then.
Can I pay you in cars?
Yeah.
Somehow the quote-unquote terrorists...
figure out that it's at that house.
It's at that house.
And
then
he's got to set up traps because he's home alone. He's got the chicken pox.
So they were really reaching at that point.
And so that's why he was home alone.
Negligent parents.
It was because they went to work. And
hey, it could have happened to anybody.
Yeah, but two years in a row.
Well, I'm talking about the first one.
Leave your kid at home once, shame on me.
Leave your kid at home
twice.
There
were like 36 people in that house. Come on.
Yeah. And the only thing that I always ever, like, especially as a kid, wondered was like, why was Uncle Frank such a jerk? Like, what happened to
him?
Get
out of here. Because
everybody's got that uncle that's just a jerk.
I guess so.
I don't really hang out with any of my uncles.
No, you are that person.
Yeah, you don't hang out with them because they're jerks.
Because they're you.
I don't hang out with any of my family.
No. Yeah, yeah.
I don't either.
I mean,
because they're like you.
Why would you hang out with James's family?
Yeah, why would you hang out with my family?
I wouldn't hang out with his family anyway. So BuzzFeed did an article this week about what would Home Alone be like if it were set in 2015? Because you know,
couldn't do it.
See, exactly. That's been like sort of the rub over the past few years is, you know, all these movies and these franchises are getting rebooted. How can you possibly reboot Home Alone?
Well, Kevin would need his safe space, and you know, they couldn't infringe upon his rights as a human.
Yes,
they didn't
have
rob him.
They didn't have home security back then. home security systems.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they had alarm systems. Yeah.
Because that's
what happened with that.
Because they're talking about it at the beginning of the movie. Because Joe Pesci is going around door to door, dressed as the cop, and going,
do you have a security system?
Yeah, he's basically asking people, do you have security? And the people who said yes, they don't bother. The people who said no, they just got timers on their lights and locked the doors and stuff. And he's like, okay, these are the houses we hit.
Okay.
Yeah, so he just went door to door and
that's
was
pretty
asking
smart.
People. Yeah, dressed up as a cop.
I haven't seen this movie in 20 years. You got to forgive me.
It's fine. So the first part of this article is pretty great.
My wife watches it at least 8 times a year during the holidays.
Really?
So,
yeah, that's
one of her favorite movies.
We love Home Alone.
Really?
So
I haven't seen it in a long time.
They did some tentative casting to how it would be cast now if we had to do Home Alone.
Are we going
to
go with a dude like as Kevin or
no,
are we going to have
a
chick?
It would be a dude.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
Too old.
Idiot. Kevin McAllister would be played by Room breakout child actor Jacob Tremblay.
No.
Now this is this.
Isn't that
also
Spider-Man?
Butterfield?
Isn't that the new Spider-Man?
No,
that's Tom Holland.
Yeah, he was in a movie called Gorge Brother. This kid,
okay.
Jacob Tremblay. Okay,
I can see that.
Sure.
Okay,
just get a basic looking white kid to do it.
Yeah,
your generic carbon copy.
Yeah,
you take a basic looking white kid who you're like, kid, do you want a career after this?
Can you slap your cheeks and go ah?
Now this is going to be the fun
part.
No,
I can't.
This is going to be the part that makes James hate this idea even more. His mom would be played by, guess,
Maya Rudolph. I don't know.
Rudolph?
I don't know.
Kristen Wiig.
Nailed it. His mom would be played by Kristen Wiig, and his dad would be played by Bill Hader.
Bill Hader.
Yes. Okay.
It would not be a comedy.
I'm slightly getting behind this.
I'm already sold with Bill Hader.
Okay.
I'm there.
Buzz, the older brother, the bully, would be played by none other than
Daniel Radcliffe.
Jack Gleason. Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I could see this. Here's the part where you might get sold, James. The Wet Bandits, Harry and Marv, would be played by
Daniel Radcliffe.
If you do this.
Shut up!
Would be played by J.K. Simmons and John C. Reilly, respectively. Yes.
John C. Reilly, yes.
J.K. Simmons and John C. Reilly, I would love to see them in a movie together where they're a duo.
Yeah, that'd be funny, but Kristen Wiig, no.
I would watch that movie.
You can talk if you're not going to do anything stupid
not
again.
Not J.K. Simmons, no.
Why?
Daniel Radcliffe.
James is wanting Daniel Radcliffe.
If they did it like the original, Kristen Wiig wouldn't have much to do with the movie.
But you know,
it would be about
Kevin.
The Wet
you
Bandits
know that
and Kevin.
She's too popular now with everybody, and they'd have to write a whole new sub story about
it. You know why she's popular? Because she's funny and she's good.
She is not funny
she's
or
funny
good.
And she's good.
She is neither of those
she's
two
good
things.
Her, she's funny.
Her and Bill Hader would be perfect as the McAllister parents.
Yes,
they would.
Who
be.
You should would watch, be the John Candy character? Did they say
that's
Who's
Uncle
John
Bob?
Candy?
No, that would. That's a great question.
Because
I think. Let me scroll down.
He was
the guy that rescued.
Yeah, the Polka King.
The Polka King.
Polka.
I completely forgot about that.
Oh my gosh, let's see if that's down there on the list because that.
Trust me, I see this movie all the time around this time of year.
Okay,
that's Rainn Wilson.
Oh my gosh, it would be Rainn Wilson. Although I'm not seeing where they've. Oh no.
Or the guy
Gus Polinski, the Polka King of the Midwest, played by John Candy, would be played by Melissa McCarthy.
No!
I do not agree with that.
Or the guy from, what's it called?
Kevin James?
Not Kevin James.
Could be Kevin James.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Do it like you did. Like,
Daniel Radcliffe.
The guy from Parks and Rec with the mustache. What's his name?
Oh,
Nick Offerman?
Yeah.
No.
He'd be a good one.
He's too dry.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Let's go back. Okay, so some of these we're not going to go over, but I think that casting is somewhat pretty good.
Except for the mom.
Anyway, Kevin would complain.
This movie's already made.
Complain to his parents about Uncle Frank showing bad YouTube videos to all the other kids but him.
What?
No.
He would use Google Translate to figure out what lesson compliquant mean. When she's like, Kevin, you're lesson compliquant. When Buzz asked if he could sleep in his room, he'd get a text response. I wouldn't let you sleep in my room if you were growing on my... And then the peach emoji that people use for butt. there.
Nobody's talking about peaches.
They would talk about
or
the old
eggplants.
They would talk about the old creepy guy, and there would be a Wikipedia page. Let's see. Buzz would post.
Old Man Marley.
Yeah, Buzz would post an Instagram picture of himself eating the last slice of Kevin's gluten-free pizza.
Yeah, who would play the old man next door that saved him?
Let's see. I don't know. That's not there.
Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
Could be. Instead of vans to the airport, it would be Uber drivers. That's why they're...
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's...
That could do it. He could be the old man next door.
No. Let's see.
House kick him.
Okay, this I think is... This would probably happen. After the family's gone, instead of shooting the action figures from the 80s he did, he'd shoot Avengers action figures.
No, he wouldn't be able to have a BB gun because we're anti-gun.
It would be like a Nerf gun.
It would be like a Nerf gun, yeah. Then he'd watch Angels with Filthy Souls on Netflix while binging on Hot Flamin' Cheetos and Red Bull. Let's see. Kevin's mom would check her cell phone on the plane, and when she remembers that it was damaged from the milk... That's when she would, instead of like the tick, because the tickets were on your phone, passbook, the milk gets spilled on the phone. She would realize, and that's when she forgot Kevin. So she would probably text, Kevin.
Oh, she wouldn't even scream it?
She would just FaceTime him. She would probably scream Kevin. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, nowadays, though, like he's got an iPad. All she'd have to do is FaceTime with him on the iPad and be like, okay. We swear
okay,
we're coming to get you.
Now, we'll say her phone is damaged. That's
okay,
how
the husband has
okay,
a phone.
Okay, now we're
the
we're
kids have a phone.
We're getting around it. Let's see.
There's Wi-Fi on the airplane.
Daniel Radcliffe has stolen all of their phones.
What is it with Daniel Radcliffe?
I don't know.
Did you watch Frankenstein?
He's trying to do
something?
The cheese thing again, and it's not working. It's not working as well for him.
Did you listen to his Nerdist?
I haven't. I want to.
It was
though.
Pretty good.
It was.
Let's
good,
see. Yeah.
There's no way you're going to get 18 people's phones damaged or not working.
No,
at one time.
That's not plausible. There was an EMP burst over there.
Yeah, the plane would go down.
Okay, here's the best one. And finally, Macaulay Culkin would make a cameo as the Little Nero's pizza delivery guy.
Macaulay Culkin should be the guy next door that saves
First
him.
Of all,
oh my gosh,
he's
that's
not old
it.
Enough. He's not old
it doesn't,
enough.
He doesn't have to be old, though. It would be genius.
Yes, he has to be old.
First
the
of
old
all,
man Marley.
First of no. all, Mac, which is what he calls himself,
yeah, no.
would have nothing to do with this movie.
No, he wouldn't. No.
He would never have anything no. to do with that.
No.
Yeah, because it has Kristen Wiig in it.
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, my no. God. Why do you hate her so much?
Because she's not funny.
So here's a question.
I can't get this out of my
Nor
head.
Nor is she talented.
Okay, what?
But I could see
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, it's not Daniel Radcliffe. I could see
Cheese.
I could see Channing Tatum as one of the bandits. And I don't know why.
We know why he would like to see Channing Tatum.
I think
as
he
one
would play
the
dumb one like perfectly, though.
He would. He could not be Marv.
I think he could.
No, Marv has to be. Not none of them can be like hulking, way big. They could like rip Kevin McAllister in half. Well, they have to be bumbling
yeah,
like, morons.
That's the funny
Dave
part,
Batista
though.
To
because
play
yeah,
it.
No.
There has to be a tall, skinny one and a short, fat one.
I'm telling you, J.K. Simmons and
just do Jay and Silent Bob.
J.K. Simmons is yeah. way too old, though.
Joe freaking Pesci was way too old to be in this movie. That's
he was
why
in
it
his
worked.
He was in his 80s when he did this movie.
He wasn't, but he was old.
Let me say, how old is he now? Is he immortal?
He's over 100.
Joe Pesci should be immortal.
I can't see him
should
no. as one of the
Anyway,
bandits.
So why did this work for you as a kid? Why did you like this movie as a kid?
Because you were a kid and you wanted to be left home alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think that concept in general.
Setting up all the traps and stuff.
I can do whatever I want to do. Yeah.
That's also a universal
concept.
And then
once you realize that's kind of frightening and I'm all by myself and I really need my parents. And
Yeah,
remember the whole, when we talked about spooky stories and I was at home alone?
Oh, yeah.
And then you turn around, there's a guy looking
inside
your house.
Joe Pesci is in his window.
And he's like, ooh, let me look in here.
I would rather it be Joe Pesci than...
The
random,
creepy,
unnamed,
random creepy guy yeah. that I don't ever know who
yeah.
was.
But yeah, I mean, it's a universal thing. Like, this story will hold true until 2200 in the yeah. future.
But
I mean,
they can't remake it because it's just not... It's not feasible with this day and age.
Not with the technology that we have now.
They would have to yeah. lose, like, and they don't address this in the article. They would have to lose, like...
18 cell
because
phones.
Because Kevin would no, just call them on their cell phone.
No, like...
Cell phones have ruined remakes.
They would have to, like, cell towers would have to be down in Chicago or something.
It'd
like
have to be
that.
Like a blizzard or something.
Over, or he'd have to lose his you know, phone.
Overloaded
like
with
that.
Traffic.
Or they would
like,
have a,
yeah.
you know, I mean, it's possible that they would still have a landline anyway, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean,
a
lot
of
folks don't.
A lot of people still do have their landline.
Yeah.
Kevin could be young enough to not have a phone, though. Like, that could be their family's thing. But
so he'd have to be, like four.
Like, my niece, my niece, who is six, has an iPad.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to, she texts me all the time with it. And if she wanted to, we could FaceTime.
It's easy to knock internet out, though. It's not easy to knock out cell phone service to an entire group of people.
If there's a blizzard.
Yeah.
It would have to be internet-based. The way that they communicate with him normally would have like to be internet-based.
Yeah.
So is that why you think this movie works, the desire for a kid to be left home alone all by themselves?
Yeah, then they realize
it's
creepy.
It's exciting. It's an exciting thing to for a kid to just be left to their own devices. And
I remember,
which is also
a whole
why the
cheese
sequel,
pizza just for me.
That's why the sequel worked too, because you know you
oh
got
my God, you're in New York.
A suite at like a badass hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
All to yourself, and you're in New York with a whole bunch of money.
You can do anything you want.
See, even adults could get behind that one, though, because they
could
even think, like,
you want.
Man, that would be really cool to be in New York.
Well, I think that's why it worked for
meet
parents
an old
and
creepy
kids.
Lady with a bunch of pigeons in the park?
Sure. Whatever. That's bound to happen.
Kristen Wiig could play the pigeon lady.
No.
I thought you were going to go for Daniel Radcliffe as the pigeon lady.
No, he plays
a
pigeon.
That would just be hilarious.
He plays a pigeon three.
I'm Daniel Radcliffe pigeon.
Anyway, so...
be Hedwig.
I remember as a kid, the thing
Adele is the pigeon lady.
The thing that stuck out to me as a kid that made it work for me
this
as a kid
writes itself
was that
we've
I
got
think,
the original and the sequel pre-written.
I think all of us wanted to like that. Oh, I think that I would love to be left home alone like that for that amount of time.
Oh yeah.
But like as a kid, I was so like I looked up to Kevin McAllister. I was like, he pulled it off.
Yeah.
Because, like, here we are living in rural BF Mississippi. We couldn't just, like, walk over to the store and do this. You know, like, he could have legitimately pulled it off, but, like, he pulled it off.
Best friend, Mississippi. He was a very smart kid.
We're not smart. Where I live, I could have pulled that off because there's a store a couple miles down the road.
You could have.
Walk down the street.
I would have died.
You'd have been shot.
You would have been shot.
He would have shot himself.
They would have just walked right in the front door. See, kid.
Reminds me of the Family Guy joke, the devil in the pale moonlight.
First of all, Matt would have eaten every bit of food in the house within the first 3 hours.
Yep.
And been like, well, I'm going to starve.
Yep. Well, this is over.
I would have drank all the alcohol, ate all the food, and died.
That reminds me of the Family Guy joke where they're like, hey, you should watch out. There's some marbles over there. The kid's at the top of the stairs. Hey, how about we just shoot him?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, for me, that's
why didn't we bring guns?
Wasn't it a Family Guy episode where they did like it was Home Alone 15 or something like that, and they said, "Oh no, we left Kevin home alone, and he's only 23, and it's he's got a beard, and a cigarette, and he's like,
I can see that." I can see Daniel Radcliffe in that part.
Do you know why he identifies with that? Because he wants Daniel Radcliffe to play him in that movie, which is a story about Logan's life.
What?
Logan is that guy you just described.
Hey, Josh, you know that cheese thing? You just tried to do it, and it didn't work.
No. See, we'll just do this again, and that always works. So,
Logan can't talk.
Matt, you saw it in the theater. I saw it in the theater.
I didn't see it in the theater.
I saw it in theater.
No, you did? Okay. Yeah. I saw it in the theater, too. Like, I remember going and seeing it, and there just being a buttload of kids in there. It was just a great time.
My aunt took me to it down in Jackson, Mississippi.
What year did it come out?
1990.
Okay.
Yeah, that
and
was before my sister
came
along and ruined 1992. Everything.
I wasn't much of a theater goer in 1990.
Well, I didn't go to the theater much, but when my aunt would come up and kidnap me and my sister.
Sure.
She'd come up on Fridays or something, and then we'd get down to Jackson. My dad would call her and be like, where are my kids? She's like,
okay.
They're in Jackson with me. He's like, okay, just have them back by Sunday night.
I've kidnapped them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun.
I've taken
your
children.
You guys didn't set Home Alone style traps for her when she started?
No. God, no, because when she came, we were going to party, man.
Yeah. Party city.
Like, she would, like, we were talking about Ninja Turtles, and, you know, she bought me Ninja Turtles on VHS the day it came out because she was just awesome. And that's back when, like, VHSs cost, like $60?
I had Ninja Turtle VHSs.
What world are you living in? When did you pay $60 for a VHS tape?
They were kind of expensive.
They were never $60.
Back when they were DVD expensive.
Back
for a movie?
Yes. When they first came out, they were $100.
I don't believe you.
Okay, don't believe me.
Not for one video tape.
I don't believe you.
Verify. when VHS first came out, like back in the early 80s,
I'm looking.
It was $100 just to buy one movie.
So you're telling me if I wanted to buy a copy of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone starring Daniel Radcliffe on VHS when they first came out, it would be $100.
By the time that Harry Potter came out on VHS, no, you could get it for like $10.
Okay. But you can get Harry Potter
But
on
I'm
VHS,
talking about when VHS
which is, here
was
we go.
Crazy first came
here
out.
Here we
okay.
go. Here we go.
Okay, what you got?
This is why...
Shut up.
This is why
okay.
the rental stores were so successful.
That's unbelievable.
What's the price, Ian?
Exactly what you said it was. Yeah. That's preposterous.
So I'm right. They said it's a movie thing, and I'm right.
They said
okay.
it was to
quit questioning me.
They said it was to boost rental rates. That's crazy.
$80 to $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God!
My aunt bought me day one Ninja Turtles
for
$60
because she loved me.
Oh wow!
I wonder and, how that's much... why I never wanted to set traps for that woman. I was like, "Hey, come and get me anytime you want." But she would take me to the movies, and so you know, like we would go. We saw Home Alone in the theater. And then 2 years later, whenever I thought it was 1 year later, but
I thought they say last year. And
yeah, they always say last year. So I always just assumed it was 1 year later.
I did too. Yeah.
But no, in 92, she took me to see the second one.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I wonder how much my parents paid for that Batman VHS in 89 for Christmas.
Probably a lot. My parents just waited till it came out on HBO and recorded it.
Yeah, we had a lot of those too.
I was 1 year old in 92.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's sort of where the rental boom came from. Did any of you set Home Alone style traps for people?
Negative.
No. I did.
You know that,
and
the,
I angered my mother a lot.
The
mouse traps don't count, Josh. They just don't.
No, I unscrewed an entire thing of shampoo and like set it on top of her door real slowly to her bathroom, and she didn't go in before we. Like before, I don't remember. Anyway, she went in about the time we were going to go to church.
Oh,
one
no.
Sunday.
She all dressed up?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was in trouble.
The thing that had the most effect on me was the nail that went into the bottom
gosh.
Of his foot.
Yeah. Let's talk about the traps in Home Alone 1, because I think some of those, I mean, like...
He could have killed somebody.
They were good.
He should have died
several times.
They were superhuman.
Or the tarantula on the face.
See,
that's
that
not that
beautiful.
Bad.
That's the most iconic
well,
scene.
Well, then he gets whacked in the face with a crowbar because
of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the shovel, and then the iron.
That's why...
I love the scene, though. It's like, after all that stuff happens, and they meet in like the foyer or something, it's like, why the hell you got your shoes off? Why the hell you dressed like a chicken?
Yeah.
They were both like tarred and feathered. Yeah. It was beautiful.
See, the traps in Home Alone 2 I thought were totally different because you would not do that in your own house. Like you would have to find an uncle's house in New York that was being renovated to do that
stuff.
But in Home Alone 1, like, I mean, I guess feasibly if you had to protect this house.
He knew the house.
You know, in Under Armour, they stole that from Home Alone.
What?
Not really, no. We must protect this house. That Under Armour commercial and Kevin and the... anyway, so...
What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about.
The Under Armour commercial was like, you must protect this house. It's a football... Anyway, Kevin at the
Josh's
end is
jokes.
Like...
Nobody watches football.
You really are falling flat tonight, Josh.
No, I'm just tired of Logan's goddamn face.
Oh!
So, anyway, so there's the door. I mean, you can just leave if you want, but...
Okay.
You know the traps in Home Alone 2 I thought were really cool. I never thought that I could get away with them.
No.
And maybe it's because that was 2 years later. You know what
we
I'm saying?
Again, what, we like were a little older. And...
Yeah, because like by the time Home Alone 2 came out, I was getting ready to have a baby sister. But like,
you like, I could throw her down that chute.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
You know what I thought?
I wish
a lot
I would
of the
have
time,
done that as an adult.
Like, why some of those traps wouldn't work? I don't think Kevin was tall enough to set up some of those.
That
traps.
Is a freaking great point. Like
yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, the paint cans work because there's a stair. Like the walkway is right there by
right,
the stairs,
right.
So that works. The only thing that I thought never would work was the treehouse thing.
Yeah,
and I thought that as a kid, I was like. There's no way that's going to work. Like, how could he have affixed that rope so tightly that he was able to do that and soak it in kerosene and do this and do like
now,
that?
He didn't soak that rope in kerosene, did he?
No, that was in two. That was in two.
Yeah, like, I just say he did soak
and
the rope.
And see, even in two, like, he, I guess
yeah, he
maybe.
He played around with explosive in the second one.
Yeah, well, no, like.
The exploding toilet, the rope.
Like, in one, the only thing that I was like, okay, the rope, I could do everything but that zip line.
Maybe he did set that rope on fire.
No, it was in two. In one, he cuts it with the garden shears.
Yeah, I know he cuts it, but I thought he might have gotten down to it and then set it on fire.
What family just has rope laying around, too?
Not just like rope, but like...
burglars. I mean, that's like legitimately some movie rope. Nobody had
terrorists.
Yeah.
No, but it's not like just like normal rope. It was like, we can tow this ship
this
with
this rigging rope. Yeah.
It was like, you know, naval rope.
Yeah. And so he cuts it.
With hedge clippers.
And maybe he does set it on fire. No. It's in two that he sets it on fire because they try to go back up.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Dan, just text me. You know, no, this is not Dan, but I'm just saying, Dan, text us because I know he knows. Yeah.
He's going to know. I'm going to go watch this anyway and find out. But in one, that was my only thing. In two, it wasn't even really the setting it on fire. My biggest issue with how he handles the scenario in two, number one, I always thought, I was like, somebody would get him in Central Park. And
well,
as
that's
a kid,
what the pigeon
lady
was for.
Well, I know, but like somebody would have gotten it. But in two, the biggest problem I had with it was Kevin McAllister, like the best aim of anyone of all time. Like he's just plunking them with those bricks from the top of that condo or brownstone. Like he's just nailing them. Everything else like was very much like Home Alone 1, and he could have pulled off, but not that. Like, It never worked for me. Not that, ever. But I still love the traps. Home Alone 2, I think, is a better movie as a whole. Sort of, kind of. The pigeon lady always go back and forth on.
And it had Tim Curry.
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, yeah. Those,
Home Alone 2 is the best scenes. Because of Tim Curry. And not just Tim Curry, but Tim Curry, the creepy lady from Adam.
You.
The creepy lady from the creepy lady from the Addams Family. And Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah, Rob Schneider.
Fruit stripe gum, baby. Yeah. Little tip.
I got a.
He pulls out that wad.
Right, he's like,
yeah.
Okay, suit yourself. No. Wait.
And he has that tall hair that's just
he's got
amazing.
That 90s hair.
I will tell you what Home Alone 2 did for us as children that I don't think like Logan's generation could ever possibly have understood.
Made the talk boy popular.
Amen, brother. Talk boy.
I have a talk boy with the original tape.
We had Yak Backs.
Yak Back was okay.
It wasn't like Talk Boy, though.
We didn't have tapes in it, but...
Exactly, because you didn't have tapes. But, I mean, Talk Boy, that was the thing.
It was like the Kmart awesome. Talk Boys, the Yak Backs.
I was poor, guys.
Sure,
like
I was too. Yeah, I had
I was too, but I had a Talk Boy.
I got my Talk Boy for Christmas one year.
I didn't have a Talk Boy.
James and his VHS tapes and Talk Boys. And
I didn't have a DVD player till I was in like sixth grade. So
I bought my DVD player for my father.
I didn't
when
know
I was
what
a
DVD player
school.
Was in sixth grade.
And that was the first DVD player I bought was in high school.
When I was in sixth grade, that was
I
like
was still using tapes
2000 or something. Like
when I like entered into adulthood and had a job with some money, and you can just there you go in.
Just open the door.
That's how a door works.
The first thing, well, he was afraid that it was like micro machines and stuff behind it. The first thing that I wanted, like when I was like, okay.
Micro machines.
Yeah. I really want to plan a vacation. The first vacation that I ever wanted to plan
let's
as
go
an
to the
adult.
McAllister house.
No, was let's go to the Plaza Hotel and ride in the limo and eat cheese pizza. Do you
let's
know how
pretend
much
we're rich.
Do you know how much money the Plaza Hotel costs to stay a night?
Like $1,500 a
yes.
night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It is so expensive. Actually, the Gov who is in New York right now, not getting to high-five Jimmy Fallon again anytime soon. He was telling me he was getting ready to go back to New York, and so I was just kind of looking around, probably just like, you should, one night, you should
go stay
in
at the
Plaza Hotel.
Just get the smallest room that they have.
And stay in the closet.
Yeah, sleep in the janitor's
closet. They were doing a special for a while. If you bought like two nights at the end of 2015, they would give you a night in 2016 for free.
I thought you were going to say they were going to give you a cheese pizza for free. That would be sweet.
Just for me.
A limo ride and a cheese pizza.
Now I want pizza. Yeah. This has just made me want pizza.
God, the cheese pizza always looks so good in Home Alone films.
Never, it's never that good once you
movie
get it.
Movie pizza always looks better than real pizza. There's no...
I don't know, though. The movie cheese pizza does look like the corner slice sourdough pizza.
Yeah, I can see that.
It looks like it, but you know it's not like New York pizza.
No, course less good pizza. Course less good.
That's a local pizza place for all you people who are from far away.
Yeah, from next town over.
what would be Boonville?
Yeah. Nobody in Boonville has a phone.
They don't have anything there.
They're not even Android people.
It's the Old West in Boonville.
Both of you. Wah, wah, wah.
How is that?
We're in sync tonight, man.
How is that like the universal Old West noise? Anyway,
movies.
Yeah. So in Home Alone 1 as a kid, I wanted to stay by myself, thwart people with micro machines, eat the most amount of ice cream I ever could at one time like he did and make himself sick.
And there was a monster living in your furnace.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
That just came to my brain.
That is like the, if you think
Does
about
anybody
it.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yes, that is like the dumbest part of that film. Like, what were they
that
going
was
for?
Never explained.
Well, I mean, well, it's a kid's imagination. He's home by himself. You hear weird noises in the basement.
But he His deals with bandits who will murder him.
They don't have a gun, Logan.
All they have to do is touch him and he's
you
dead.
You can murder people without guns,
They're
going to
cut his fingers off. No, he's going to bite his fingers off one by one.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Where they've got him.
Do it again.
Joe Pesci.
When they've got him hung up on the neighbor's door.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is sitting there like they're talking about all the things they're gonna do to him to torture him. He's like, but first we're gonna start by biting off each and every finger one at a time.
Yeah, that's when old man Marley comes in
like,
and saves
him
the day.
Head with a shovel.
Donk.
The
snow shovel. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Salting the sidewalks.
With his victims.
God.
Maybe Chris,
a twisted movie.
Maybe Christoph Waltz would be
old man Marley now.
That would be amazing. I don't know. I think Macaulay Culkin is the old dude. Somehow would be great.
He doesn't have to be old.
No, he doesn't have to be.
He could just be the creepy neighbor.
He
could
just be the creepy guy because he is kind of the creepy guy. Home Alone had great movie, had great food in the movies, had things that I always wanted to do but never could. Because I
like slide across a skate rink.
Yeah. Yeah,
to get away from the cops because you stole a toothbrush.
Yeah, I mean, there's a rent-a-cop, you know. And I know that at one point, like, I had gone after we saw Home Alone somewhere with my parents.
You stole a toothbrush?
No, they were like, hey, just don't go away too far. And I was like, I'm just going to go ask if they know if this toothbrush is approved by the American Dental Association. Somewhere we were, and they were like, shut up, kid. I'm tired of hearing that.
It's on the box. It says ADA on it.
He can't read. He's a kid.
Kevin McAllister can set up complex traps, but he does not know how to read the English language.
My kind of man.
He had the blueprints for the entire house laid out.
Which
like, okay,
BuzzFeed article
this,
said
this.
Would now be on an iPad.
Why would they have blueprints of their house?
No.
No, he just drew out.
In the second one, there was legitimately blueprints because they were remodeling.
Yeah, there was a reason for the blueprints of the second one. In the first one, he literally just drew out the house and set up his traps on that.
I remember that now.
Highly intelligent child.
Right.
But you know, was not smart enough to get on the damn plane and go anywhere with his family.
He overslept.
This year is like, what, the 25th anniversary?
Something like that.
So
God, we're old.
They've released a box set of the movies. I don't know how many of them come with it.
Is it just the first two?
It better be like the one I got in there that's one and two.
I don't know, but no, this comes in a paint can.
Oh, that's cool.
That is freaking cool.
Yeah, the whole, like, you get
that's
all this,
needless.
This stuff, and it all comes in a paint can.
Hmm. It should have come in a pizza box.
No, my Ninja Turtles collection came
you like things
in a pizza
box.
Oh, my God.
You like things to take up space in your house? Buy this paint can.
And smack people in the face with it.
Yeah, you can hang it from a stairwell if need be.
Okay.
If there's an emergency.
Yeah, that's practical.
Okay. If you
it's
could,
Christmas decoration, Matt.
If you could get away right now with pulling one Home Alone-style prank on someone, who would that person be, and what would the prank be?
Matt would
I can't say it on the air.
Crowbar to the face.
I can't say it on the air. Well, James Stratton nail through the foot.
Why would you foot nail him?
Because he's going to paint can me in the face.
No, I said crowbar.
Crowbar. Crowbar. That's a crowbar to the face is way worse.
You would go crowbar
than a nail through the foot.
You would go crowbar to the face, but you wouldn't go blowtorch to the head just to see the kid rigged up a friggin' blowtorch for God's sake.
Yeah. How did he know how a blowtorch worked?
Not like, even that, but how did he know that dude's height?
Yeah. I would put instead of a tarantula on James' face, I would put just a clown.
Can you imagine if he'd have been taller? It would have just burned
his
face off.
What if Marv had gone to that door?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's it. Sure. He was setting up for murder and was just lucky that they missed.
We're going to read about Kevin McAllister.
Oh, this movie is just coming back to me in pieces.
He heats up whatever that heating element is and puts it on the door handle.
The doorknob. That's what I was going to say.
So he gets the M burned onto his hand?
Yep, that's the one I was going to say.
Oh, my gosh. Emily says, Joe Pesci really did bite Macaulay Culkin in that scene. He like that they did it one take. He really bowed him.
He really bowed him, guys.
Don't point to basketball.
Basketball.
He really bit him. And it caused him to bleed. Macaulay Culkin still has a scar on his finger from Joe Pesci.
And that's why he won't come anywhere near
that's
a remake.
Awesome.
That's creepy. That's
and they're still cool. Friends.
Are
they're,
they?
No.
Sure.
We can pretend they are.
In fantasy Hollywood world.
I'm sure that
would
Daniel's
you be friends with Macaulay Culkin now? Probably
I don't know,
not.
He's probably got some good drugs, you know what I'm saying?
Well, hang out at Daniel Radcliffe's house.
Wait a minute. Here's
doing some hard rails.
Here's a Oh, I just got that you said Daniel Radcliffe and not Macaulay Culkin because I can understand the hard rails at Macaulay Culkin.
Daniel Craigcliffe?
I was thinking about that thing we're going to do to the Gov. It's
Spectre
fine.
And... Daniel Craigcliffe.
Oh, my God.
Daniel...
James Bond and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I'd watch that.
Actually, it's like that creep movie we watched, Daniel Craig's List.
Daniel Craig's List. Oh, my God.
Oh, that could have been bad.
Daniel Craig's List.
I felt it come up.
We are writing gold, guys. Yeah. Gold.
Okay.
Copyright Justice Geeks
on
everything.
I'm so glad this is going on the internet.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay, so I think that if we could hang out with Macaulay Culkin, he could probably tell us some really amazing stuff.
I bet
about,
he's cool. I bet he's all right.
So if you know Macaulay Culkin and can get us hooked up.
Hook us up.
I mean, what
is Macaulay Culkin, if you're listening.
What if Macaulay
Culkin? You
are. Well, I mean, you know, like.
He's probably got like a program that like scans the internet for any time somebody uses his name.
Please put it in the article for this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in the search.
It's going to be my main SEO search term.
If you can figure out how to spell his name,
I can't. I'll be Home Alone Kid. That's what I'll use.
Home Alone Kid.
But see,
what if we end up with one of those other guys?
The kid that looked like he belonged in Hanson.
Yeah, the kid from Jerry Maguire.
I just thought it was the Mbop kid. He's doing
the
better
now. Mbop kid, Taylor
the
Hanson.
The Mbop kid, yes.
Like that dude that...
Taylor Hanson?
Like that dude that will remain nameless that Matt and I went to high school with that admitted in middle school that, like, he did things to himself while looking at pictures of Hanson, only later to find out that they were boys.
Sure. I think that was me.
It wasn't
oh,
you.
Oh, no!
It wasn't you. You'd be like, guys, that was...
Taylor Hanson's
you'd
hot.
Be like, you'd be like,
woo,
guys,
hot.
I totally, like,
woo.
Did things to Hanson. But anyway.
Did things to Hanson. Like, that could
they
be
have their own beer.
Ways.
Yeah, it's bad.
We know about the beer.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so we
I
should.
I can't tell you guys anything.
You
I didn't know, Matt. Thank you for enlightening me.
It's James, called M-Hops.
M-Hops.
See, it's funny. It's funny to you because you haven't heard it before.
I've never heard that. We should get some M-Hops.
It's
no,
good.
No. I
hear they added more hops.
Hops.
Why would you want a beer that those dudes' moms made in their kitchen? I mean,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, dude, mom cooking's good.
I'm sure that Macaulay Culkin is more successful than
speaking
their
of mom
mops.
Cooking, it is getting close to that time of year that I hate. Let's get a cake.
Okay,
what kind of cake is appropriate for Christmas?
A Daniel Radcliffe cake.
I hope it's full of cheese, and I hope you have to eat every bit of it.
Yeah, anyway. Hanson cake.
No,
number one.
My mom every year does cookie boxes for my friends, so you guys will all get cookie boxes.
Wait a minute.
Including Ian.
Why did we not get cookie boxes?
You didn't get cookie boxes last year.
I didn't get a
know
cookie
you
box
guys
last
that
year.
Well.
Okay, so. How well did you not know me? You got me a bunch of
CDs.
We were becoming a bunch CDs. Of terrible CDs.
You got the Shrek score, so shut your mouth.
Wait a minute. I'm looking
I got the soundtrack to Love and Basketball.
Hey, that's a good soundtrack. I got the score, not the soundtrack, the score to Batman Forever.
No, you got the soundtrack to Batman.
You got the soundtrack.
You got the score to Shrek.
I got the score to Struck American History X.
Okay, I'm going to look and see if Macaulay Culkin
Which explains a lot now.
Logan. It really does.
Yeah, because he didn't mean to give you that one. That accidentally fell out of his collection.
That was in his own personal collection.
They're in my car right now. I never took them out of my glove box. I'll show them to you.
Okay, Macaulay Culkin's on Twitter. Followed.
Hey, Macaulay Culkin, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, Macaulay.
Hey, dude, we did a show about this movie you did.
I'm in Corinth, Mississippi.
Wait. Rob Schneider, 5 days ago on Twitter, a nice shot of Macaulay Culkin and me about the time we were shooting Home Alone, Lost in New York. Oh, that is because he was on SNL. Yeah. He hosted SNL as a kid.
You know, I could see Rob Schneider as one of the bandits now.
God, no. I hate Rob Schneider. Oh, I hate Rob Schneider so much.
To this. No,
Rob Schneider listens to us. Yes,
you were right. It was the 25th anniversary of Home Alone.
Rob Schneider, if you're listening, I haven't liked any movie that you've done.
Wow, that's mean.
Not one.
Not even one. The animal. That's or
not
mean.
One. Spirited. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I just don't think he's funny. I don't like any of his movies. I don't like any.
He doesn't
roles.
Like any of your movies either, man. Mm.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. Sure.
And by the way, Home Alone also did feature Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Yep.
Other Macaulay.
Cleve Culkin.
No, it's what? Kieran?
Daniel Culkin.
Kieran McCulkin?
Cletus McCulkin.
Kieran, yeah.
Cleve Culkin, is that?
Cleve Culkin gonna shut this podcast down.
What is his name?
It's Kieran.
He drank all the Pepsi.
He was four.
He peed the bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
He pees the bed.
Cleve Culkin.
I don't want to sleep with Fuller. He'll pee the bed.
Fuller.
I don't want to sleep with Fuller. He'll pee the bed.
No, he'll wet the bed.
He'll wet the bed.
He'll wet the bed.
Yeah, Cleve Culkin.
And then he just sits there like, with me.
So Cleve.
Like, quit giving that kid Pepsi.
Wait a minute. Cleve Culkin is the ultimate villain of Home Alone. He's the one that caused all the problems.
Yep.
He, like, stares.
He's the reason Kevin overslept.
He stares
every time.
Kevin down, drinking on a Pepsi, going, you're going to sleep with me and I'm going to pee all over you.
I'm going to pee on you.
Friggin' Cleve Culkin.
I'm
going to
get you. I'm going to get you. Just a little pee.
He turns into Herbert the Pervert from Family Guy.
Watch out for that yellow snow.
Yeah.
Cleve Culkin.
Anyway, Macaulay Culkin, we like you, man.
If you want to be on a podcast
Macaulay
sometime.
Culkin has drifted off into, no, not Macaulay Culkin has, but...
Cleve Culkin?
Not Cleve
Culkin.
Drugs?
No. Okay, let's go through all the names we've talked. Daniel Radcliffe.
No!
Cleve Culkin.
Emma Watson.
Jesus Christ.
Daniel Craigslist.
We must solicit the help of Craigslist. Daniel Craigslist to help us achieve our fallowing goals. Anyway. So, Cleve Culkin, what was played by Cleve Culkin Jr.?
Cleve Culkin Jr.
Oh, God.
This one's over and done with. So, Home Alone, that was the thing. If you know Macaulay Culkin, don't do
it. Get him in touch
with
him.
Get him in touch
Seriously,
with him.
Seriously, this would be awesome. I'm just we're
gonna,
big fans.
You know, the last time I saw him in a movie, it was one of the greatest performances I think I've ever seen him in. It was Saved.
Never
you guys seen,
it. Seen
that?
That is a fantastic movie.
Such a great movie.
And his brother, not Cleve, but his real name.
Kieran.
Kieran was in Fargo this season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
I liked him in Scott Pilgrim. He was really good in that movie. Yeah.
They're fantastic actors.
Yeah.
He was so good. Macaulay was so good
what
in
about Cleve?
Saved.
Cleve unfortunately died
what is his
in 1995.
Name?
Kieran Culkin.
K-I-E-R-A-N.
Kieran. Okay.
There is
the Pepsi kid that pissed the bed.
Fuller.
Okay.
Fuller.
C-L-E-A-V-E.
Fuller.
Cleve.
He will wet the bed.
Fuller. He'll wet the bed. Anyway.
I don't want to sleep with Fuller. He'll wet the bed.
So if you're not Fuller and you're not going to wet our bed, go on over to the old Justice.
dirty.
No, don't.
Unless you're into that.
Unless you're Matt and are into those things. Unless you're Matt, who is somehow both Cleve Culkin and both Wet Bandits combined.
I'm versatile.
You're very nice. Versatile, Matt.
Pepsi.
Clear Pepsi.
Do the do.
Drink it.
Yeah.
Generation Next.
You know what, Cleve? Now it's time for That's My Jam. By the way, so as we're getting into That's My Jam, Twitter, at Justice Geeks, Facebook.com/Justice Geeks. Let us know your favorite Home Alone stories.
If you've been left home alone.
If you ever got left home alone, we want to hear from you.
If it's an accident or on purpose.
If you ever left Macaulay Culkin home alone. Catherine O'Hara.
If Cleve Culkin ever peed in your bed.
If you ever slept with Fuller. Who wet the bed.
He wets the bed.
I wonder if, like, that's a problem for him at this point in his life. Like, he goes out to a bar, and they're like, oh, my God, you're Cleve Culkin.
I would go home with you, but I'm afraid you'll pee on me.
Yeah. He wets the bed.
He wets the bed.
Logan, what's your jam of the week this week? Good sir.
Two jams.
Okay. Double duble jam.
First jam is I've got a new job.
I
no longer work at a beverage store, so
we're very, very proud of you.
He's an adult.
Yeah, but second jam.
Logan grew up.
In like 5 minutes, I wasn't expecting it. But second jam is the release of the new set of Force of Will cards today. So
he's back to being a kid again.
Yeah,
he young grew up.
Yay! I'm gonna cheer for something I don't understand.
And it's a new set of cards. It's a new set of tools to play with. It's exciting.
Logan,
it's
cool. Do us
I'm
a
happy
favor.
For you.
Don't tell
you.
People at your new work about the cards.
Yeah,
I won't. What?
That's
don't
a smart move.
Unless they're like, "What are your hobbies?" And then I'll be "I play card games."
You tell them you have a podcast and you play basketball.
Yeah.
And you like women.
One of those
Shut
is
up,
true.
Shut up, Cleve. I'm really into Daniel Radcliffe.
No. Matt, what's your jam?
Yeah.
My jam of the week is Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's better than anybody gives it credit
yes,
for.
Yes, it is.
It is better.
Yes, I think
it
is.
It's better than two.
Two was terrible.
I think that's what we discovered this week, and it's like I mentioned at the top of the show, what you can discover this weekend over at JusticeGeeks.com.
What are we doing three?
We'll just have to do it.
We're doing it tomorrow.
I get off at 8.
Okay.
I'll be in Jackson. Y'all guys can do it, and I'll just
I'm going to
anyway.
Be out of town.
Okay. We'll do it. It's fine.
We'll find some time to do it. Anyway, so over
I'll
the
watch
weekend,
it. I'll just do it myself. I'll just
over the weekend.
Myself.
Matt came up with this great idea where a lot of people are trying to catch
Super
up.
Super great idea.
Great, quote unquote.
Yeah, until we watched two. That
until we watched two and I fell asleep and I was like, God, this movie sucks!
He had the idea, hey, we'll watch episodes 1-6 for you so you can get caught up on Star Wars without having to watch them
and
all.
We'll comment stupidly on them.
Then it didn't. It turned out
it's
not
to be.
It's
very serious. It's no, in-depth conversation.
No, it's none of that.
Detailed.
Do you know why? Because episode
detailed
two was
analysis.
Horrible.
One's not even detailed analysis. It's just making fun of it.
I know all the things.
He does.
So.
Logan had the analysis.
One was
way better than
far
two.
Far better than two.
No.
Two is garbage.
Yes, sir.
Two
it
is all is filler.
Terrible.
It is all filler.
I know you're sticking to this because you've always felt this way, and you're sticking to your guns on this, and I respect that.
The whole prequel
but
trilogy
you're
is all
wrong.
Filler.
That movie is garbage.
And next
episode
week,
episode two is garbage.
Next week, better when we do,
I'm trying really hard to say anything.
No.
But garbage. Right
there's nothing positive I can say about
nothing.
It.
No,
I can't
no.
really say anything positive about one.
It's better than two.
I can't, that's something.
It doesn't have Hayden Christensen in it.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
It has Jake Lloyd in it.
Yeah.
Jake Lloyd.
Yeah.
Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd.
Jake Lloyd.
Hey, you know, we could have talked to Jake Lloyd at LexCon last year, but we're better people for not doing it.
I said something loud enough to him. Like
free drinks over there, and then he was gone.
No, I said something loud enough, like near him, to where he kind of gave me a sad face. But as we were walking by, I said, "Hey, look, it's the kid that ruined Star Wars."
Oh my God, did you really say that?
Yes.
Jake Lloyd and Cleve Culkin are best friends.
Then he went outside and did a Sat James on a bench.
Jake Lloyd's a better actor than Hayden Christensen.
Oh, hands down.
I took a poop that was a better actor than Hayden Christensen.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Easily. James, what's your jam of the week,
sir? I got an anti-jam.
Anti-jam coming up.
Anti-jam being this Watch the Prequel trilogy that Matt came up with. It's a horrible idea, sir. We should never do
this. He said all the movies. We'll get to the others.
I said to the prequels. Don't look.
We got through two, and that's the worst.
My real
that's
jam?
The worst Star Wars jam? Movie.
We're like what, 20 days out from it being, or 21 days out from it being January. So
January.
Christmas is almost over.
We're almost out of this horrible time of year.
So. Yeah,
it's the most horrible
you,
time.
You, sir, are a Krumpus.
Another year to look forward to. That's probably gonna suck.
Did we want to let Mr. Ian have a jam?
Yeah, Ian, what's your jam? Give me any jam.
Well, I came prepared this time.
He's prepared.
So shout out to former Square Enix executive Yoichi Wada.
For calling him out, yeah.
For calling out Konami for the treatment of Kojima and talking about how bad it is for business.
Heck yeah.
And I'm a big Kojima fan, so he listens.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm thinking.
I don't think we're translated, but you know, whatever.
I'm thinking it was a political move on Square Enix's part.
Yeah, they're trying
to
get him.
Yeah, they're trying to get Kojima.
That'd be awesome.
Which is smart.
They would let him do anything he wanted. Like that's
Kingdom Hearts Solid.
Yeah.
Crap. No.
Macaulay Culkin hasn't tweeted in like 4 years.
Aww. He's probably dead, guys.
They said something on the giant bombcast that was really funny about Kojima. They were like, his book is going to be titled Leather Jackets That I Have Purchased and Adventures in Video Game Development.
Yeah. Well, I may have found the real Macaulay Culkin.
Is he using his alias Cleve Culkin?
No.
It's his brother.
Anyway, my jam is I'm
Who's
doing another
Cleve
con.
Culkin?
I'm doing another con. It's the end of the year for cons, and I'm glad cons are... Con.
Is it Cleve Con?
No.
No, it's not Cleve Con. I am going to go get to hang out with the dude from Gremlins this weekend. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
There's got to be a Cleve.
What? You're hanging out with Hacksaw?
Yeah.
The dude from Gremlins. Which dude from Gremlins?
The dude from Gremlins.
Zach Gallagher?
Yes, him.
Oh, cool.
Zach Gallagher.
I thought you were going to say Zach Galifianakis, and I was like, no.
Zach Gallagher.
Yeah. He's
him and Phoebe Cates.
He's going to be there. Yeah.
They are considering doing a third one again.
Without him.
Nah, he'd come back for it.
I don't know if he's got a part in it, though. I don't know if Gremlins is one of those things you can come back from.
I don't think another
Gremlins. Why not?
They would be CG Gremlins, and James would hate it.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Some things are just better done as a puppet, sir.
That's true.
Did you know that there was CG in Mad Max, James?
There's nothing wrong with CG
but
Yoda.
Not,
he looks fine.
You know
but
what?
Not 90% of the movie is CG.
You know what there was no CG in? Home Alone.
I'm not talking about the whole
I'm
movie.
I'm sure there was CG.
I'm just talking
was
about Yoda.
There was probably CG.
You know what was CG? Fuller. He was all CG.
That was actually Cleve.
Cleve Culkin is CG.
He was the CG actor. He was the Andy Serkis of Home Alone. That's where Andy Serkis got his start. Yeah.
They're bringing Cleve back through holograms.
With Tupac?
Yeah.
They're going to be at...
Shout out to Cleve Culkin.
They're going to be at Coachella together this year.
Tupac and Cleve Culkin.
Where is Coachella? Is that Texas?
It's out in the desert. I guess. So,
Bonnaroo's in Tennessee.
I've never been invited, so I don't know.
Where is Coachella?
I don't know. I've never gone.
Outside.
Find that out.
That is done outside.
Okay. I want to go to the big EDM concert.
Someone find
in
us
Vegas.
Macaulay Culkin, and someone find us Coachella, and we'll be good.
I mean, it's just a Google search.
I know,
away,
yeah, Bonnaroo is in Manchester.
I think it'd probably be easier to find.
I've got people there.
Bonnaroo was overtaken by like locusts this year. There was a huge bug problem.
Those are called locusts. Those are called emo people.
Mm. It was that time of year.
Emos don't go to Bonnaroo. Hipsters go to Bonnaroo.
I don't
hippies.
Know. I think it's kind of emo now.
No,
it's really overcrowded.
Guys, let's finish this up.
Thanks, Cleve, for breaking the mood.
Thanks, Cleve.
Done.
Make sure you keep checking out Justice Cleve.
I want to go home and see my wife.
JusticeCleve.com.
Go to JusticeCleve.
No, JusticeCleve.
JusticeCleve.
Make sure you keep checking out JusticeCleve.com for your daily dose. For your daily dose of everything geek from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all over at JusticeCleve.com.
That's tasty.
It does not sound tasty at all.
What do you mean?
No. Make sure you go like us on Facebook, facebook.com/JustUsGeeks, and over on the Twitter, @JustUsGeeks, and do us and yourself a favor and leave us a good review on the iTunes. Otherwise, we'll never get to have Macaulay Culkin on the podcast.
If you want to cleave on here, you got to vote for
We got to get those stars. You know what I'm saying?
We just got to talk to him like he is Cleve Culkin.
Yep.
What it do, Cleve?
Let me take Macaulay Culkin out on for a night on the town, and then we'll come back here and do a podcast.
Do you know that you are the perfect person
to hang out with Macaulay Culkin?
Sure. Yeah, that's why I just said that.
You're into weird music. You like beer. Like, you're perfect for Macaulay Culkin.
Sure.
You can grow a weird-looking goatee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You also are into beer. You don't have your own, though. You like that one song that he did in the 90s. That's Hanson.
You could be Hanson, too.
Are we talking about Hanson?
Yeah.
I said he was in that Michael Jackson video.
I think we're talking about
two different people. He was in Black and White. Yeah. Yeah. He was the kid in Don't Matter If You're Black or White. Also, George Wendt from Cheers fame was the dad in that video.
I feel like he was in a lot more Michael Jackson videos that we don't get to see.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Good night, everybody.
Daniel Radcliffe, everybody.
Matt, scream Kevin.
Do it.
Matt, scream Kevin.